Amen. There we are. How are y'all doing? It's a wonderful evening. It's great to see y'all. Thank you. You're welcome. You are welcome. Amen. Well, we'll pray and get started. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your holy name. Thank you for another opportunity to gather around the Word with like believers and be able to feed our faith off your Word. I thank you, Father God, not my will this afternoon, this evening, tonight. That's the one. Amen. Yeah, all of it. Amen. Not my will tonight, but your will. Not my ways or what I want to do, but how you ever want this service to go, Father God, I yield myself to it. And Father God, I just ask you to make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truth from your word this evening, and also things that will help each individual, and not only them, but also myself. And we thank you in advance, Father God. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. In the name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said, Amen. You can turn over to Proverbs 4 real fast, please. Proverbs 4, verse 20, amplified, please, ma'am. My phone will vibrate. Proverbs 4:20, it says, my son, do what? What does that mean? Pay attention, immerse yourself in it, get into the Word of God. That way you know exactly what God says and not what some person says. Yes. I should have heard a better amen than that. Consent and submit to my what? Amen. Consent and submit. Say submit.
Submit.
To what? To your ways and the ways you've always lived, the way your parents taught you. You know, the way the church has always did it, because, you know, that's how we've done it for years. So what do you submit to? God's sayings. And how are you going to know them if you don't know them? Amen. Next, please. Let them depart from your sight. Amen. I'm glad one of y'all's awake this evening. Let them do what? Not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of what? That's pretty much not your heart pump, right? But your spirit, man. Keep them in the center of your heart, right? Next. Please. Oh, sorry, I wasn't paying attention. And I'm back. All right, for they are life to those who find them, healing and health to what? So to find something, you got to do what? Interesting. See, we can always listen to somebody and get somebody's theory or what somebody thinks about it, or if we get revelation or just light from a minister ministering, that's good. But what are we doing with it? That's why it's so important to take notes. I find it really interesting that people will go to college and take everything they need so that they're able to really capture everything that they need to learn. They come to church and they're like, I might get it. We'll see. I'll remember what he says. And then you'll walk out the door and somebody will say, you'll tell them, man, service was good today. Yeah, well, what'd he preach? Said something about Jesus. There are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Amen. You can't find something if you're not looking for it, right? Amen. Go back to verse 1, please. Verse 1. We'll get here in a minute. Amen. My son, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst or in the center of your heart. For they are life. Say life.
Life,
life to those. See, it's only the individuals that search it out and find what belongs to them.
That's right.
That's the life in them. That's who the life, that they will receive the life and walk in it. Amen. And not just life and health and everything, but that goes on with everything. With everything that God's got promised for you. And that's why you see some people, it seems like they were here today, but 3 days from now, it seems like they're up here. How did they do that? Well, that explains everything to us right there. For they are life to those individuals that got into the Word of God and found out what actually belongs to them. Amen. And healing to all their flesh. Amen. Go over to Proverbs 20:27, please. We'll do the Amplified again. Just do King James, please. Sorry. Proverbs 20:27. It says, "The spirit of man is what? The candle of the Lord, searching all the what? All the inward parts of the belly. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord." So whenever God reveals something to me, it will not come through my flesh, but through my spirit, man. Right? God is never going to lead us through our flesh, through what we see. Well, God, if you want me to do this, make that front door open. Well, God, if you want me to do this, make the wind blow. No, how does God lead us? Our inward man, our spirit man, the spirit, our spirit, right? Through our heart. Amen. So the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, right? That's just letting us know that whenever God reveals something to me, it's going to come through, not through my flesh, but through my spirit man. Amen. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians real fast, please. 2. You can pull that up in the Amplified, please, ma'am. Verse 9. We're going to move. But on the contrary, as the Scripture says, what eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and has not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared, made, and does what?
Keeps ready.
What does that mean? It's there waiting on us. We're never waiting on God. Well, I'm just waiting on God to get this house for me. No. No, right here tells us that He made it and He keeps it ready. So then God's waiting on us to receive what He's already got and keeps ready for us. Amen. For those who love Him, who hold Him in affection, reverence, promptly, say promptly. Ask your neighbor, promptly obeying, ask your neighbor, do you promptly obey? Amen. Amen. Promptly obeying Him and gratefully recognizing the benefits, say benefits, that He's done what? Talk to me after church, please, Mike. I forgot to tell you that a while ago, and I just seen you and remembered. Verse 9, 10. Yet to us, God has what? And revealed them by what? By and through what? Amen. By, say by. By and through His Spirit. For the Holy Spirit searches diligently, exploring and examining everything, even sounding the profound and bottomless things of God. Amen. The divine counsels and things hidden and beyond man's scrutiny. Amen. Next, please. For what person perceives, knows, and understands what passes through a man's thoughts except the man's own spirit within him? Just so no one discerns, comes to know, and comprehend the thoughts of God except the what?
Spirit of God.
Spirit of God. Now we have not received the Spirit that belongs to who?
The world.
But the Holy Spirit, who is from the world?
No.
From who?
From God.
So I have the same Spirit that belongs to God.
Yes.
On the inside of me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spirit who is from God, given to us, that we might realize and comprehend and appreciate. Say appreciate.
Appreciate.
How many of us appreciate what God's done for us so far? How far God's brought us so far? Amen. Appreciate the gifts of divine favor and blessing so freely. We need to make sure we make a note of that. Because sometimes people think that they got to do stuff for God. Well, if I do this, you do that. He's freely given and lavishly bestowed on us by God. Gifts. Amen. Divine favor and blessing. The blessing is on us. And you can talk yourself right out of the blessing. Amen. Amen. I think we're going to stop there. But the verse I wanted you to see, go back to 12, please. Or 9. Next one. Yet to us God has unveiled and revealed them by and through His Spirit. Amen. How is God going to reveal them to us? By Spirit, right? Through our spirit man. That's how He's going to talk to us, right? Let's turn over to Exodus real fast, please. Exodus 31. We're going to be here for a little bit. Exodus 31. Exodus 31, about verse 18, it says, I'm going to read it out of the King James. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made, everybody there? I forgot to ask y'all. Sorry. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount what? Sinai. Two tables of what? Tables of stone written with the finger of what?
God.
Amen. So who wrote on the tablets?
God.
With what?
His finger.
All right, now let's go to chapter 32 here. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods, which shall go before us, for as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot, yeah, I don't know that word, not what is become of him. And Aaron said unto them, Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people brake off the golden earrings which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand, and fashioned it with a graving tool, after he had made it a molten calf. Say, molten calf.
Molten calf.
And they said, These be the gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made proclamation and said, Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. Ignorant. Moving along. And they rose up early on the morrow and burnt and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. It's amazing how quick the flesh came up with a plan. And everybody fell in line with that plan that fast. The flesh said, We got to do something now. And then the flesh said, Let's give me the earrings. We're going to make a golden calf. He's probably dead. We're going to serve this. And it's funny that they were getting up early to party, to play, to just appreciate. And how many times did they ever do that for God? Ever. Not one time. They complained to Him the entire time. That's so interesting. It really is. Because the flesh, you got to stay after your flesh. Amen. You can't allow your flesh to tell you what to do. Amen. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go, get thee down. For thy people, which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt, have what?
Corrupted
have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. Amen. Hallelujah. I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, These be our gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Yeah, he's mad at them. Amen. And then move over to, we'll just keep going. It'll be all right. Now, therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of them thee a great nation. And Moses besought the Lord, his God, and said, Lord, why doest thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power, and with a mighty hand? Amen. Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, For mischief did he bring them out, to slay them in the mountains and consume them from the face of the earth. Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidest unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven. All this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought of doing his people, and Moses turned and went down from the mount. And the two tables of the testimony were where? The tables were written on both their sides. What was it? The Ten Commandments. So that's the plan that God laid in line, right? So this is God's plan for those people right now, isn't it? Because God said, here, I wrote this out for you on these tablets. I already got them cut. Already got them made and fashioned. And I wrote all the commandments that I want y'all to follow on it. Right? Yes. Moses wasn't up there for 40 days. I've said he was before, but I misspoke. Because we'll read and find out when he was up there for 40 days. This time, he was only up there a couple days. 2 or 3 days. I'm not 100% sure, but y'all aren't either, because it doesn't say. But it could have been 40. I'm not sure. I know the second time he goes up, it's 40, because it says it's 40. Yeah. But this time, I'm not real sure how long it was. It could have been a day. It could have been 5. It could have been 2. It could have been 3. Yeah. Amen. So that's interesting. He wasn't even gone that long, and now all of a sudden, everybody's like, well, my flesh said that we need to do this. That's what we're going to do. Amen. Amen. And so, what did he bring down out of the mountain? The Ten Commandments, right? All right. Verse 16. And the tables were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God, graven upon the tables, right? And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, There is a noise of war in the camp. And he said, It is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry, being over the noise of them that sing, do they hear? Right? Or do I hear? And it came to pass, as soon as they came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf. Amen. That's Moses, right? And the dancing. Not one time did they ever thank God for where he's brought them out of. Not one time. But as soon as another thought, or, well, we'll just do this. Yes, let's do that. Look, we're excited about that, because now my flesh gets to do what my flesh wants to do. Amen. At dancing, and Moses' anger what? Waxed hot. And he cast the tables out where? Of his hand. And he broke them, right? And brake them beneath the mount. That's interesting that the plan of God was able to get dismissed by anger. And a lot of times we're like, well, it's them people that are with me. They make me mad. But who got mad? Them or him? Because it said his anger waxed hot. And then he dropped what God has made for them to live by. That we could call it the plan of God. How many times have we allowed somebody to get us so mad, to get us right out of the plan of God, to either say something, do something, say something rational, just because you're so mad you just want to say it, instead of just shutting your mouth down and checking and seeing what you actually need to say. Amen. But it's too easy to yield to the flesh because we're... Amen. Because we don't want to get into the Word like we need to sometimes. Look, it's a process for me and Chelsea as well. Trust me, she needs Jesus. I'm joking. But I need to get into the Word. That'll wait, because there'll be times she'll say something, not being mean at all. But if I think I've had a hard day, if I think I've had a long day, I'll think she's saying something that she's not saying. Why? Because your flesh is always in defense, especially if somebody's talking to you. Because now, what are you trying to say? You trying to say I'm dumb? Are you thinking I'm less than you are? Who are you to talk to me like that? I just asked you if you'd help me do the dishes. What do you mean? But we've went from here to here in about 3 seconds. Just like the Israelites did. Because Moses wasn't up there forever. But all of a sudden, they're all like, we're going to do what we want. The flesh, this feels good on the flesh. Yeah, man. I figured it'd go this good tonight. Amen. Yeah, I already said that in verse 2 where it said, not verse 2, but yeah, I believe it was verse 2, where Aaron told him to break off the earrings. It's crazy how fast the flesh came up with a plan. It's interesting how fast our flesh will come up with a plan real quick. Amen. Yeah. And it's funny that once everyone hears the plan of the flesh, they're ready to hook up with it faster than the plan of God. Yeah. Amen. God, in verse 7, God told Moses, get down, for the people have corrupted themselves. They're going to ruin themselves if you allow them to keep going the way they're going. Moses, get down there and get them back in line. Because, see, once he would have got down there, if he wouldn't allowed his flesh to take over and get angry, see, the molten calf and all that, they could have fixed that. But now, something else has to come into play, because now the plan of God is broke and we just let the plan of God go because anger just jumped in real fast. We allow our flesh to actually dominate us more than we need to admit. We really do. I want that. Well, let's get that. Well, they can't talk to me like that. And then you're driving to work and you're playing out the scenario in your head and you're so mad you're ready to fight everybody at work, and all they wanted to do was ask you if you wanted to have a cookout Friday. But you thought you was going into work to get chewed out about something. Because your flesh came up with the plan of how you're going to attack this once you get there. Because nobody is going to talk to me crazy. They ain't my boss. Amen. It's good. Amen. So who wrote on the tablets the first time? Yes, he did. Amen. Then who broke the Ten Commandments?
Moses
did. Let me see. Yeah, I already said that. Moses broke the Ten Commandments because he allowed his flesh, anger, to dominate him. Yep. Right? Moses allowed what the people were doing to get him so upset that he yielded to the flesh and broke the Ten Commandments. He messed up the plan of God, the plan that God had for them, because he would not control his flesh. Amen. Moses allowed anger to control him so much that he let go. Amen. That he let go of what God gave him and grabbed a hold of anger, and it cost him.
Yeah.
And we'll see why it cost him here in a minute. Time is going, ain't it? Amen. We have to watch anger and fear.
Yeah.
And worry, actually. Amen. We have to watch them. And the reason why, because their purpose is not to overthrow us. Amen. Their purpose is to get you to let go of the word that's on the inside of you, or the plan of God for your life, and grab a hold of that. The anger, the fear, or the worry. So its whole purpose is to cause you to let go of what God's told you and to grab hold of fear. I don't know how we're going to make it now. I don't know how we're going to pay this bill. I hope I get healed, because the doctor said that people die of this. Their whole purpose is to cause you to let go of what belongs to you. What God, what Jesus did on the cross for you. Because God gave that to us, right? Right? Amen. He did. Because Jesus, he said, you know what, I'll do it. I'll go to the cross. I'll do everything that you need to be done for the people. Because they're made in our likeness and image, I'll do it. Yes. And so he went to the cross and did it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And thank God he did.
Amen.
We need to know where we are because of our word level also. Amen. Because of what God has brought us through. And that if we act out in anger or in flesh, the impact will have on the plan of God for our lives. We need to realize that the impact that just getting angry or giving up or saying it's too much or whatever, we need to realize the impact that that's going to have for the plan of God in our life.
Amen.
Because what's the plan of God in your life for? Probably to help other people. Show other people what God is like. And so then if we're getting mad and we're always getting upset, what is that doing with the plan of God for our life? Amen. If Satan can't get you to mess up or get angry, then he'll use people around you to still try to get to you. He really will. If Satan can't get you to get out of love, get into anger, then he'll cause people around you to try to get you into it. That's why sometimes people walk up to you and just say something crazy. But us that know how to keep our flesh under, we just say thank you. You mean you don't punch them in the mouth? I used to. Not anymore. Learned a better way. Because if I allow myself to get over in that, then the plan that God has for me, I've just broke it. Like Moses had the plan of God, the Ten Commandments in his hand, and he threw those out to grab a hold of anger to deal with everybody. Amen. Turn over to Galatians 5 real fast, please. Galatians 5:16. King James. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall what? Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. The Wayman's translation, it actually says, this then is what I mean. Live your lives, be guided by the Spirit, and then you will certainly not indulge in the cravings of your lower nature. I'll read it again. This then is what I mean. Live your lives, be guided by the Spirit, and then you will certainly not indulge in the cravings of your lower nature. Amen. What do you mean cravings? Well, when you're going along through traffic, and somebody cuts you off, you know, the go-to was run them off the road, invite them to pull over so we can talk. The good God's Word translation says, let me explain further. Live your life as your spiritual nature directs you. Then you will never follow through on what your corrupt nature wants. Amen. Let me explain further. Live your life as your spiritual nature directs you. Then you will never follow through on what your corrupt nature wants. Amen. And I've learned that. It took me a little bit, but I've learned that, especially like I was talking about with Pastor Chelsea. You know, I need to understand what she's saying before I just want to blow a top. She's asking a simple question. But to me, the flesh is saying, no, she ain't. She just wants to do nothing. She wants you to do everything. You've been working all day. You deserve to sit down. Don't let her talk to you like that. Go rest. And so Ricky used to allow his flesh to get mouthy. I know. I was like, yeah, I used to. She was like, used to? Yeah. She was like, no, yeah, you're right. Like, dang. But I used to be like that. Why? Because I allowed my flesh to say whatever my flesh wanted to say. I figured that'd go over good too. Amen. Because if we allow our flesh to say whatever our flesh wants to say, it'll drag us to hell, keep us broke, and keep us dead. We won't live victorious. We won't have a prosperous life because we're just allowing our mouth to do what our mouth wants to do. Amen. Y'all all right? Good, me too. Amen. Lust, if you look up lust is a longing. It's not just sexual sin. A lot of times we put lust with sexual sin, right? But lust is a longing or a desire for what is forbidden or wrong in the eyes of God. Lust is a longing or a desire for what is forbidden or wrong in the eyes of God. See, your flesh wants to do everything that is wrong or forbidden in the eyes of God. Right? Maybe not you, but mine does. Amen. If you're in peace, then your flesh will lust after anxiety and worry. Amen. If you're in love, then your flesh will lust after anger and wanting to fight. See, your flesh wants to go against everything that God says. Everything. Because everything here in this world says to. Right? That's why we don't need to always be running around with the people that are of this world. I should have heard a way better amen than that. Well, I'm trying to get them saved. That's good. But what is that actually doing to your spirit, man? If you're spending all your time with them. What is it doing? Because you need to get into the Word. Well, I get into the Word. Okay, but what about other like believers? Amen. If that person wants to come in, live your life. Let them watch you. they'll come in faster that way than you wanting to try to preach to them all the time. Amen. Turn over to Exodus real fast, 34, please. I'll read this out of the King James again, 34, about verse 1. Excuse me. Everybody there? Yes, amen. And the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first. Who said it? Who's he talking to? What is he telling him to do? Like which one? See, whenever we allow anger to get us out of the plan or to get us out of what God wants us to do, there's going to be a time to get back to what God wants you to do. There's going to be a learning time. Amen. Hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these stone, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables, which thou what? He's making sure he understands, look, that was very precious to me. That was for my people. And you allowed anger to just give it no reverence, no honor, nothing. You allowed something just to let go of everything I've told you, that I've been trying to teach you this whole time. You allowed a situation to change what you actually know. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. Next, please. Oh, sorry. You are fast, man. My bad. You good. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up late in the evening. When did he rise? And went up unto Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. Right? Go to verse 27, please. Actually, yeah. And the Lord said unto Moses, what? For after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. So who's writing on these tablets now? Amen. Next, please, 28. And he was there with the Lord how long?
40 days and 40 nights.
And he did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Right?
Yeah.
Amen. So who wrote on the Ten Commandments? Who wrote the Ten Commandments now? Who wrote them the first time? God's always got the easiest way for us. Always. But sometimes if... No. Amen. What did God, why did God make Moses make these this time? A lot of people think it's because it's out of punishment or whatever. But I think, wasn't in his heart. He didn't reverence it. He didn't reverence it at all. And so he allowed something that was so precious to God, he allowed to just let himself let go of it because his flesh wanted to. And see, a lot of times whenever somebody's ministering and things like that, or God gives you a word and we won't write it down, we don't keep it before us, but we'll keep TV, the things in our life that's really just going on, the bills, we'll keep those before us instead of what God's actually told us. See, that's not honoring everything that God's put before us. That's honoring what the world has now. Now I'm so fleshly minded that I'm focused on everything in the world instead of what God said. Amen. Hallelujah. But not us, right? Amen. I said not us, right? Amen. Yeah, he didn't appreciate what he had and allowed anger to get him to just throw away what was so important to God. Amen. Moses didn't value what he had before. Amen. He didn't appreciate what he had and allowed anger to get him to just throw away what was so important to God. Amen. But how many times have we done that? Amen. How long was Moses on the mount? 40 days this time. Yep. Before, we're not sure. Was you take a guess. There we go. Moses was able to get back to the plan of God, but it took him some extra time to get back there. Right? And I wonder how, well, it said 40 days and 40 nights, but then God's telling him, I want you to write them. Put 10 commandments. And Moses, he couldn't just write it with his finger. Y'all understand this is rock. First off, he had to go cut 2 more tables. Then he had to carry them up the mountain. And then God said, all right, write 10 commandments up at the top. Okay. And then God said, all right. He said, okay, God, I got that one. What's the first one? And God probably read all 10 of them to him. And Moses is like, oh, okay. And so he works on the first one for a little bit. Now, what was the rest of the first one again? And so he read them all over to him again. And so he got done with the first one finally. He goes, okay, now what's the second one? He goes, all right, and reads them all over to him again. And then he gets down. He's like, how do you spell that word? He tells him, okay, now what was it again? He read them all to him again. Why? Why did he do that, do you think? To get it on the inside of him, because obviously it wasn't there the first time. That's why he let it go so easy. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but this is excellent. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for the Holy Ghost helping all of us. Amen. Where was we at on that number, ma'am? 28. I will go a little bit more. And it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the 2 tables. So he finally got it all done, right? Took him 40 days and 40 nights of constantly beating with a hammer and a chisel. But God had it laid out for him the first time. To where all he had to do was carry it down. That's it. Amen. Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the 2 tables of testimony in Moses' hand. When he came down from the mount that Moses wished not, yeah, okay, that the skin of his face, what? While he talked with him. It shone. It shined, didn't it? Next, please. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone. And they were what? Afraid to get close to him. Yeah, come nigh him. Amen. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him. And Moses talked with them. And afterward, all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them the commandment, all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. Until Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face, right? Yep. But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took off the veil until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. Amen. So pretty much, whenever he came down the mountain, what was wrong with his face? Nothing was wrong with it, but it was shining, right? Yep. See, whenever you just spend time with God, you can't help but that anointing, that glory just resonate on you. And that's why God just sat there with him the whole time. He might have only got one word, because one word, who knows how long that took. You're chiseling it into a stone. And so he'd say, okay, what's next? Then he'd just read them, every one of them to him again, to get them on the inside of him. And just spending that time there, whenever he came down, the glory of God was on him. And it scared everybody. Amen. One more place real fast, please. Luke 22:41. Go to 40 real fast, please. Sorry. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, this is Jesus, right?
Yes.
Amen, I agree. Pray that ye enter not into what?
Temptation.
And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, say willing, remove this cup from me, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Amen. I'm just going to read a few notes I have real fast. Did Jesus ever miss it? No, because if he did, he wouldn't have been the spotless lamb. Right? He wouldn't have been qualified to go to the cross for us, correct? If he ever missed it. So I agree, he never missed it. Did Jesus have all authority? Yes, he did. Go to Matthew 28:18 real fast, please. Pull that up in the Amplified, please, ma'am. Jesus approached and, breaking the silence, said to them, what? All authority. All authority, all power of rule in heaven and on earth has been given to who? Who's talking?
Jesus,
I agree. All right, turn back over to Luke 22, please. So, we all agree, we see it. Jesus did have all authority, correct?
Correct.
Amen. Luke 22:41, please, ma'am, or 42. Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Right? Did Jesus have the authority or the power to stop the plan of God?
Yes,
absolutely. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. The only way the plan of God, because he's asking God, he said, look, first off, Jesus' flesh is really acting out. Jesus' flesh is telling him, there's got to be another way. Jesus' flesh is talking to him just like ours talks to us. You can't do that. You know what's going to happen. You know they're going to beat you. You know they're going to hang you on this cross and nail nails into your hand. You know what's going to go on. There's got to be another way. And so he's just asking. He says, God, pull that back up, please. If thou be willing, remove this cup from me. But then he says, nevertheless, not what my flesh wants to do, but your plan. Amen. The only way the plan of God could have been aborted is if God told the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit revealed it to Jesus. Right? That's the only way. Because Jesus wasn't just going to stop it. Because he knew there was something greater in store that if he goes through with what God asked him to do, right? Because obviously, look at all of us. Amen. So he didn't allow his flesh to say, look, this is too hard. Let's just get out. How many times have we allowed our flesh to tell us that? And we didn't go to God and say, not my will, but whatever you want to do, I'll just keep doing it. Or whenever God says, hey, give them this. And then your flesh goes, they don't need that. You need that. And you're like, you know what? I do need that. And then you turn and walk. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus' flesh was really giving him fits, but yet Jesus knew that he was not authorized. Hallelujah. But yet he was this. Hallelujah. He was not authorized to change the plan of God without God's approval. So why do we think we have the right to change it? Well, what do you mean? Well, whenever God says, hey, I want you to do this for them. Nah, I don't want to do that. What gives us the right to change the plan of God? Amen. Are y'all thinking or what? Y'all all right? How many times have we allowed our flesh to overrule what God has told us? Because either we get mad or we allow our flesh to tell us, nah, not they don't need that, or I wouldn't do that. You don't remember how they talked about you that last year? You don't remember what they did to you? And then we'll side in with our flesh. Not us, though, right? Amen. At least two of y'all. Amen. So he knew that the plan was way bigger than himself, right? That's why he said, look, God, I know I have the authority and I know I have the power to stop this right now, but not without your approval. If there's another way, let me know. But if there's not, I'll go through with it. Exactly what he said. And so he went through with it. Why? Because his flesh was trying to tell him, it's not possible. We can't make it. There's no way we're going to get through this. But it was way bigger than himself. So he didn't allow his flesh to tell him to do anything, but he shut his flesh down and told his flesh what we're doing. He said, first off, God asked me to do this, and I volunteered, and I said I'd do it. So I'm going to go through with whatever God asked me to do. So you can keep trying to whine, but I'm going to keep cutting you off. Amen. We better stop, because that was good. Amen. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your holy name, and we thank you for your word this evening. We thank you we'll continue to meditate on it and to grow in it. And I thank you, Father God, if we ever try to change your plan, let us know. I thank you, Father God, we'll stop being so flesh conscious, but we'll be spirit conscious. We'll start to be led more by our spirit man and not by the flesh man. Not by situations or things that go wrong or whatever is going on in the economy or what's not going on in the economy. But we'll be led by your spirit, man. We'll continually ask you, what's our next step and what do we need to do? Because if we don't know the plan of God, then how do we even know if we're doing it? So I thank you, Father God. We'll ask you. We will find out. We'll spend time around your throne just fellowshipping with you. Amen. And I thank you, Father God, during that time, the plans and the things for our lives you will reveal to us. I know, Father God, it won't be the whole plan, because then we won't be able to do it by faith, because we'll know the whole thing. But you'll give us step by step by step. And that way, whenever we do get to the end, you'll tell us, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." So we thank you for it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give you all the praise, the honor, and glory. Amen.